This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's July 3rd, 2008. Tomorrow's a celebration of Independence Day. For over 200 years, the United States of America has celebrated the independence that God had delivered to this nation, to our forefathers of this country, that sought liberty and freedom under God, to have the freedom to worship God. Freedom from political oppression and tyranny, and freedom to enjoy God. God had blessed the United States of America. And what I want to talk to you about tonight is what is about to break forth in this country is one of a loss of liberties. As God judges the United States of America, God gave the liberties and the freedoms to this country that these generations that had called on him would have freedom and be blessed and honored among the other nations and be an example to the world. But this nation, for the most part, has risen up in great insolence against the Lord God and has rejected him as their king and has rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ for the most part. And in a hypocrisy, acting as if they still were Christian in many circles, but denying him by their beliefs, by their behaviors. We will see the restriction and oppression and tyranny take hold of this country, of great loss of liberties. This nation has sought to have not only the liberties that God gave, but now it seeks to have liberties from God. And alas, this country trusts in itself, trusts in its own weapons, trusts in its own knowledge, and it will all be confounded. The only place you can find liberty in these coming days is in the Lord. You know, God loves people so much. He loves us. He's the Creator. He's our Father. We're made in His image and likeness. And those that have professed to be wise and even scientists have said, no, we come from a monkey. We come from an amoeba. Or some say we come from slime from outer space. And God says, you know, I love you so much. From the beginning of time when the fall of Adam and Eve happened, that's recorded in the book of Genesis, God says, I give you my only begotten Son. And who would ever believe on him would not be perishing, but would find everlasting life. His innocence will be transferred to your guilt if you'll believe and repent. God says, I'll forgive your iniquities. And you know what the world says for the most part? No. There's many paths to God. Is there any way you cannot understand why God is so outraged at this time? He is. He's a person. He's not a statue. He's not like the foreign gods that have eyes but don't see, or have ears but doesn't hear. He has a heart and he feels, and he's greatly offended, having given us his only Son, given us extension of peace and to enjoy him, and his hand has been slapped away. The time has come where God rises up, garments himself, and deals with his enemies. And you'll see that in Isaiah the prophet, chapter 42, where God says, I've restrained my anger for such a long time. I'm going to shout in my anger like a woman in travail and deal with my enemies. You want to be hiding in the Lord, delighting in his love, finding peace with him right now while there's still time. And as God warned Noah about the coming judgment that was coming, and God commanded Noah to build an ark. And it says in Hebrews 11:7 that Noah moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his family. God is speaking today. You should love him. You should love Jesus. As we see these coming days of oppression and tyranny and lies and myths, where wicked men have agreed together, formed a cabal, a secret conspiracy to execute their will of rebellion because they lust for money, they lust for power, they lust for pleasure, and great rebellion, and they hate God Almighty. They've lied to the multitudes, they've controlled the media, they've controlled the country, they've changed the laws in order to execute their will. And unless you snap out of the influence of brainwashing and the mind control and gird the loins of your mind, repent before the Lord, love the truth, you won't ever see what happens. You'll be oblivious. Just like the multitudes that lined up to get on the great ship, the Titanic. And it was declared to be unsinkable. It was a party boat of leisure. It sank as it struck an iceberg. So too is this nation on dead course for judgment. It's unfolding right now. I'm absolutely convinced that what we are about to see in a spiritual world is a replay of what the early church saw 2,000 years ago. In Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 4, you'll see it outlaid there as the Jews and those in Jerusalem that believed in God, believed in the Messiah, and had the scripture, there was only few that recognized the coming one that came in the name of the Father, Jesus Christ. There was only few that had ears to hear him and eyes to see. And they received graciously the word of the Lord and delighted in what God's fulfilled through Jesus' life. But the religious system in that day did not love God, did not know what God was speaking or doing, and they opposed Jesus Christ. They hated him and sought a way to murder him. And in due time, they did conspire with the governing power of the world, which is Rome. They lied, they falsely accused him, and they had him executed. But all this fulfilled the will of the Father. I want you to understand that the simple folk, the folk that had ears to hear, that they could admit their religion was empty, and looked at Jesus and saw that it harmonized with the scripture and repented and believed on him. He empowered them with the Holy Spirit after his resurrection and ascension into the heavens. It was the promise of the Father to all those that obey Jesus. And you'll see the timid ones of the early church, believers in Jesus, the followers, how they stood up to the religious system in that day, the chief priests, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the ones that had actually executed Jesus. They stood up and testified according to the scripture whom they had executed. In fact, their declaration was so powerful and so anointed, there were people healed. There were miracles. There were people convicted right into their heart. They weren't signing up to go to a religion. They were repenting to enter the kingdom of God. And this was opposed by the religious system. As you see us going from Acts chapter 3 into Acts chapter 4. Chapter 4 says this, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they had taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard of the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. Think about this. This is what Jesus said would take place. It's in Matthew 10, Mark 13, Matthew 24, Luke 17, Luke 21. He talks about that you're going to given over to the leaders to testify for my sake, and they're going to harm you. They're going to put you in prison. They're going to incarcerate you. They'll beat you in the synagogues. For my name's sake, they're going to hate you, but I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which they will not be able to gainsay or oppose. The Lord told them, do not premeditate what you will say, but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, will give you in that hour what you shall say. And they spoke by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Remember what I'm saying. God is judging this nation. There are wicked men that are working and aligning together, both civil and spiritual, that do not know God, that hate God, and have worked for generations to dominate the world, bring it into world conquest, and establish a universal worship and universal worship of man. They do not submit to Jesus Christ, and this will be executed into come into a war. And you will have to decide right now, are you going to lay down your life for the truth of Jesus Christ and go through what is coming for his name's sake? Or will you align yourself with the wicked? What happened in this early church is going to happen again. The good news is the Lord will be with his people. The Lord will empower you to be bold. The Lord will give you the words to speak. You have an opportunity of eternity to stand up for Jesus Christ. What is amazing about this story in Acts chapter 4 is an angel of the Lord came and unlocked the prison door and took them outside on the other side of the guards. And it was a miracle. And they were delivered. And they preached in the name of Jesus Christ. And the apostles declared that this, what you've done, you've been offended by the one that the Father has sent, is literally the foundation stone. Verse 11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now listen, in verse 13 of Acts chapter 4. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You see, if you come to Jesus and you sit at his feet and you receive from him, it'll affect you. It'll change you. You won't be the same. He is the light of the world, and he has called us to be the light of the world. His words are truth and power and life unto his kingdom. They commanded them not to speak in the name of the Lord, and they said, respectfully, ought we ought to obey God rather than man? Give this careful thought. You will either submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and be his faithful servant and live, or you will reject him and be in rebellion and suffer the consequences of a wrathful king who executes utter confoundment of his rebelling enemies. Psalms 2 talks about the kings and the spiritual leaders that are in rebellion, that link together and oppose the lordship of Jesus Christ that was fulfilled in the early church and will again merge again in firm adamants against his lordship at his second coming. God is calling you to rise up and shine in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an opportunity of a lifetime, all eternity. In Luke 21 and 12, it says, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. And in Luke 21:19, Jesus said, in your patience, which means endurance, possess ye your soul. This is the time to make sure that Jesus Christ is the anchor of your soul. Do not budge. He's Lord. He's so full of power, glory, and wisdom. And he's coming in greatness, his splendor. It'll be worth going through the trouble that is coming. So endure. Possess your soul with endurance. And do not deny him. Because you will be betrayed. You will be persecuted. You will be taken into custody. Some of you will be beaten in the synagogues, but not one hair of your head will perish.